ladies and gentlemen, for the hundreds that are listening and the thousands in attendance, welcome to Monday Night Live. Welcome to the Ain't Straight Show.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, you better listen to the
now that I have given up, and all I wanna do is just let it out now. I crave the stage now. I wanna see our name across the building. Here we go, one more time.
What just happened? Go!
Let me be myself.
Abba dabba doo. Oh, that's right.
I am skinny, dang it.
Dinosaurs are real.
Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Now what?
All right.
I feel like we should start talking.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the one, the only... The H Train Show. You can go ahead and pause that. And
isn't there supposed to be like a gentle fade out? I feel like, have we trained these people?
We're trying to work it.
What do you guys call that? What's the radio lingo for that? Oh, there it is. Look, hey.
Just for you.
I'll bet you do it on your radio show.
I don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting
scoot
from
over.
The huh?
You two need to scoot over a little bit. Rob's barely in frame.
Okay, he's
trying to not get his face.
Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in Colorado. It's another edition of the Ace Train Show. We're here. Our mission is to show veterans and our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. My name's Ace Train.
And I'm Rob.
And...
It's like having Ling Ling in here.
Oh, I know.
I got the right one.
Oh, what happened?
Hey, Swiss.
I have no. Yes, sir.
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah, of course.
Can you turn my headphones up just a notch?
Your headphones.
Just a little bit.
I don't know.
Just a little dooch. A little scooch. As they a scooch, as they call it in Minnesota.
Is that better?
Not really. No.
No.
I still can't hear myself.
I can't.
Which is probably the best.
Is that good?
No.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Oh, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I didn't mean my microphone. I meant my headphones.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
I might have to resend the Zoom invite.
What?
What?
Resend the Zoom invite?
No, we don't have internet.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. Are we not on the air?
We're on air radio side, but we're not streaming.
Oh, we're not. We have no internet. Look at that.
Hey, let's see here.
We're just still... Well, that's kind of lame.
Right.
We had lots of good people joining too, like Brendan Bartlett.
We're still live. We're just,
according to my Facebook feed, we are not.
Yeah, I don't have anything on my.
Oh. Oh well, that's why.
Did we kick a cable?
Man, it's almost...
We really need somebody to come in here and build some shelves. Oh, there it is. I heard dinging noises. That's got to be good, right?
Yeah.
Now we should be live again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shouldn't we be?
Shouldn't we?
Well, the nice thing about it is
Is the 73 tabs that you have open?
Those are normal.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how he does that, dude. I have no idea. I don't get it. It would give me seizures. No joke. I didn't mean that way. Although that's kind of awesome too. Huh.
I don't know why, but it's almost like I can't hear myself.
That would be bad.
Houston, we have a problem.
We do, in fact. Let's
talk about it. Okay, so.
Sorry, as we told.
Oh no,
our
so
thumb.
We're broadcasting live on Facebook again. Well, that's cool.
Yes.
And we have people with us.
Yeah, I don't know why it did that, but it's fixed now. So man,
you're really good at this.
Yeah, I used to work here at Swiss.
We should
named Swiss took my job.
We should invite Jen and just put everything on a continuous loop and watch her freak out. Oh, Max, wait, I got you again. Yeah, Max, we had a little bit of heartache and trouble and whatnot. Apparently something with Joel's facial hair messed up the supply lines. I don't know the details. I don't know all the details.
I don't know why it's not. Are we not streaming on Facebook at all?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
I'm looking at you.
Okay.
And so, people are laughing at my jokes.
I can't hear myself. That's
a
first.
I will do that. As a matter of fact, you're on a loop now because I just heard you say, I can't hear myself, yeah, which I really like.
Streaming on Facebook at all?
Yes, you are. You're here in the loop.
There we go.
Swiss.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So now the only thing is, I don't know why, but it's almost like my volume.
Well, I still can't hear myself in my headphones, which is fine, as long as I hear Swiss. Get it?
I don't.
Get it.
I can totally hear you, but I also hear. Let me turn this down a little bit. Maybe that will help. I don't know.
Whatever. Waiting for live video. That can't be
good. Hey, welcome to another edition of the Ace Train Show. And you know our mission, right behind the keyboards that makes the sound and everything go great.
Oh, how's that working out for you right now?
Yeah. I still can't hardly hear myself.
Me too. I can't hear myself at all, but that's okay. But, I know that I have a voice like a lark. Exactly. It's gold. But, hey, folks, so if you're hearing us right now and you're listening to us on the app, if you're listening to us by way of the website, if you have us on Twitch, if you have us on Facebook, let us know how we sound. I know I sound amazing, but I mean, let us know how the rest of the show sounds.
Please,
yeah,
thank you.
Give us a little bit of feedback.
I need to go on vacation.
Let's just say we're all looking forward to it.
Yes. okay, so gotta ask you, Swiss.
Yep.
What was the bet that brought pizza into the?
Myself and Pipes over there, my co-host. The Thursday before the Super Bowl, we went over some prop bets. Just for this big game, whatnot. We both had the Buccaneers winning. So then we made several other ones, like over-unders. Would the opening kickoff be returned, or would it be a touchback, heads or tails, and a couple other ones. And I ended up
winning more of them. Don't you host a sports show?
Co-host.
Co-host.
And you couldn't get this?
I got four right, and I think he got two or three right. So... Jaboy got some free pizza for the boys today.
The Buccaneers.
Are you talking about my face or the actual? Oh, the wife's face is good, Eric Reed. Thank you for asking. She's doing good. She's healing up like a champion. Her scar looks pretty bad ace. So she's good. Thank you for asking, though.
Your face.
It still
looks like somebody lit it on fire and put it out with a wet chain.
Yeah, on half of it.
You know what?
We got to check
I'm getting tired of this guy. He's sitting here giving us crap about what we're doing. What are you doing?
Look, man, I'm here. I'm supporting.
I think we got to get a shock collar.
Hey. I'm your cheering section. I'm your support.
Hey.
I appreciate it.
We're not even going to ask. If you'd like to donate $300 to see Rob in a shock collar.
That was $3,000 in order to see Rob get shot.
I think we'll take off a zero for a Valentine's Day special.
Rob will actually put it on his testicles for $3 million. Happy to oblige. Anything we can do for the fans. Now, if you'd rather see H... wear that same shot collar.
$20.
$3.43. You just send us a message to hell yeah, we'll do that.
I think we'll
at mvradio.com.
Oh, I think we'll check the donations to see if we got any for H and myself to keep our facial hair today.
just for you guys listening. Yeah, right over there.
I'm sure – I know there's at least 10, so I know we got to keep it for another week. And I'll go ahead and clean this up.
I think H is just mad because he grows facial hair like he's in a boy band.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
No, I have no audio on my headphones.
I can hear, but I'm on a different mixer.
I'm actually really good at reading his lips is what it is.
I don't know why we're having so much trouble with the sound. We'll have to figure that out.
Stupid radio shows.
Nah.
But hey, we got a great show. We're going to talk about
like our usual shows.
We're going to talk about the lawyer and the cat filter that came out this week. We're
going to
show a video of that and talk about it. We're going to talk about Tom Brady and
nobody cares about Tom Brady.
That's what I keep telling Holly.
I've heard that cat coasters are the hottest selling item right now, and if you have one, they're worth a lot of money.
Yeah, that's probably why you got stolen.
No one stole your cat coaster. You threw it away.
I did not throw it away.
I bought that thinking of you. And you're like, screw this thing.
Oh, man.
And now
just wait.
And now we don't have any coasters.
I'm going to get you a practical joke.
That's how you get ants.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're going to get ants.
Yeah.
You want ants, H? Because that's how we get ants. Holly's laughing.
What did you do over the weekend?
What did I do? I worked most of the weekend.
I knew you. Did I stay knew warm? You worked over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because you told me and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make this board meeting.
No, no, like, didn't
well,
happen.
Then.
No.
We'll just reschedule.
Well, didn't you decide you're going to stick to a 6-month regiment and start getting ready for your CrossFit games?
I don't know about 6 months.
Well, I don't know. I doubt your Facebook post.
Yeah. So, yes. So I haven't been to the gym in a while. And I.
Me
accountability.
Too, me too.
Well, but yeah, when you're in the Army, you go every day.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go every day. Mm-hmm. You know, like Eric Reed did when he was in the Army.
Yeah.
And
good job, Eric.
And since I retired, I really haven't made it a priority. And so I signed up for the CrossFit Open because I need to make it a priority again.
I saw you got accepted. So good luck, I guess.
Good, I guess.
Good for you.
Yep.
I'm not jealous.
we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I went to the gym today, got my, punched in the testicles repeatedly.
Yep. Sounds about right.
That's the same thing I said, but louder and with more Fs.
And a couple Cs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited about our upcoming interview. Speaking of bringing up, way to segue, by the way, which is a French word meaning to transition.
Oh.
And
I have no idea what
I'm excited.
I'm
excited for this new segment that we're going to be starting next week.
I want to know more.
I know. I want to know more.
You'll learn.
We're gonna
you'll
reach
learn more
out,
the show.
And we're gonna like. People think maybe their job's not interesting, but it's interesting to some people. Like, I don't know. Maybe you might find a McDonald's sweeper, and you have a general question that you have for this McDonald's sweeper.
So
this is the time.
Why is the McRib so bad?
So bad.
Shut
about
your
to get
mouth.
Fired. We don't talk like that around here. So I make it a point to go around the hospital and I try to do every single person's job. So like when they're getting ready to shoot an X-ray, I'm like, can I push the button? sure. If you want to, and I'll take an X-ray, I've driven the sweeper, those Zambonis that they use to mop the hallways and stuff.
Yeah. Like the big four blood
I've
buffers.
Driven one of those. I've done X-rays. I've done CTs. A whole bunch of other stuff. Oh, I've done the pharmacist job. I've mixed up medications for the pharmacist.
Open heart surgery.
delivered a baby. That's next. I'm going to go up to the cath lab. And be like,
I've done that before too, but it was with photos. It was after my TBI. I was in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Is that a real place?
Walgreens. Huh?
Is that a real place?
Yeah, it is a real place.
So you're in Muskogee. I'm listening. And what
happened? So I gave the wrong people pictures, and it probably wouldn't have been a bad issue, but the one person that I gave, it was all nudes and them having sex, so I gave that to the wrong family.
Here you go, little Timmy. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoy your sixth birthday
party. Did you label them like birthday pictures or something like that? Him and the family?
Well, yeah, because I mixed up the like
trip to Mexico, and it's a picture of like, you know.
Right.
Of the other Mexico.
Well, it was funny because I came back and the manager's like, you're so fired.
You're so fired.
Okay.
Until this moment, I didn't know that you worked at a Walgreens.
I did.
That was one of my first jobs, too, actually.
Walgreens?
Yeah. My first job in high school was at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yep.
Doing what?
Line cook. I remember it was a Friday, Halloween. I didn't want to work because I wanted to go to a buddy's party. Called in at like 4 o'clock, said I had court. Got fired the next time I clocked in. That party was awesome.
Yeah, I'll bet it was.
Good old 16-year-old, you know, 17-year-old.
I also worked in pharmacy and recreational pharmaceuticals when I was in high school.
Oh, me too. I constantly do that. That's my third job.
Hey.
I got this HVAC and pharmaceuticals.
Let's go on our first music break so that we can figure out the sound thing that's going on. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll be talking to
Stephanie Lincoln with Fire Team Whiskey.
There you go. So whatever you do, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights. This is where you play the Ace Train back music.
Oh, this one?
Click that button.
Buzzing. Yeah, exactly. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train show. All right, awesome. Jake, or Swiss, you're doing an awesome job. I really appreciate it. Really do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to our interview of the week.
Way to hype it up.
Hit it.
He doesn't know what to hit. Look at him. He's lost.
Bazinga.
That's awesome. He has no idea what to hit.
So, there we go.
Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
Swiss, I'm fading in and out, bud.
Okay, so, with that being said, we're going to go to our interview of the week. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Is she frozen? Steph, can you hear me okay? Nothing. She's frozen solid.
Hey, yeah. Guys.
There she is. Can you hear me okay?
Testing.
Testing. Testing.
Well, I can hear her.
We can hear you.
Steph, can you hear us okay? She can't hear us.
Okay.
Makes for a rough interview.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear us. Okay. Oh, whatever you just hit, dude, you got it right. Do it again.
I did you.
Swiss, whatever you just did, do it again.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
And Steph, you can hear us perfectly?
Good.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah,
so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight for our guest on the Ace Trade Show, we have Stephanie Lincoln with Fire Team Whiskey. Steph, so talk us through. From what I understand, the first picture I saw of you, you were wearing a black hat and you were yelling at people. So tell me what it is that how'd you get that ball rolling?
Yeah, I was enlisted for 5 years, and I went to OCS and became a commissioned officer in the Army. And then I got invited back to the OCS schoolhouse because they needed female cadre, and became a TAC officer. So what most people think of as a drill instructor, except an officer version of that. So I did basically a lot of yelling and screaming, and it was like the best job on the planet.
It's what I do here, so I'm a huge fan. I totally get it. Totally.
It's very cathartic, right?
Yes, yes. I have no stress when I leave here, but everybody else is shaking and crying, so it's awesome. I love it.
Exactly.
H is like, what are you talking about, dude?
No, I'm just...
Oh, somebody leaned on a button.
No, I'm just having a hard time with the sound.
So, Steph, tell us about Fire Team Whiskey. How was it born? How did it come about?
Yeah, so I actually worked in military mental health after I got out of the Army for about 10 years running multi-million dollar contracts for behavioral health services embedded within the military unit. So I did that for a while. And of course, just like every government job you'll ever have, you'll get laid off, which I did. And I kind of was at that moment of like, what do I do next? You know, this is what I've dedicated my life to. I was in the Army for 10 years. I spent 10 years running military mental health contracts. And I was super into fitness. I'm an endurance racer. I was on the Army National Guard endurance racing team. And I noticed over time that at these medical events that I would go to, that our troops seemed to be kind of getting more and more unhealthy and fatter and kind of overweight. And they weren't addressing it at all. I mean, it was just like, hey, oh, you got knee pain. Here, take some ibuprofen. Oh, you got high blood pressure. Here's a pill for that. And nobody was addressing, you know, the fact that they were 60 pounds overweight and they hadn't passed their PT test since they came back from AIT. So, you know, I wanted to create a package where you could get, you know, a military fitness trainer, get some coaching, get some nutrition, and kind of put together that wellness package and address all the kind of behavioral health stuff too that gets in our way, you know, how we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot in order to, you know, meet those health and fitness goals. Everybody knows what to do. It's not rocket science, but it's the way we get in our way. Those are the kind of the behavioral health techniques that we help our fire team member with.
Do you find that if you help people with their physical fitness, that that changes their approach to mental health?
Oh yeah, 100 times over. I mean, we've had so many participants. Even if we didn't address it right off the bat, you know, of course, I'm a mental health, licensed mental health professional. So I know, you know, if I'm working with somebody, maybe they have some issues, but, you know, I don't address it unless they kind of bring it to the table. And they'll come back, you know, after months of her and say, hey, you know what? I just wanted to let you know. Yeah, I lost 45 pounds, but man, I didn't tell you. I've been suffering from PTSD, have nightmares and depression, anxiety. And like a lot of those symptoms have started to go away. And I'm having to talk to my doctor about, you know, starting to titrate off my medications. I'm just feeling better, feeling happier. So it all ties in together.
And these are active duty service members that you're talking about?
Both. I mean, we deal with Rivas, veterans and active duty. So all of our military fitness trainers are all veterans or actually currently still in the uniform, acting as online personal trainers for our program.
Oh, really? So your other coaches are active duty military. That's awesome.
Yeah, we have law enforcement, we have corrections officers, and we have military veterans and current military members.
Is this only in Florida?
That's the beauty of Fireteam Whiskey. When I created it, I wanted everybody everywhere to be able to do our program. We've had sailors do it on their carriers out in the middle of the oceans. We've had soldiers do our programs in Iraq and in Afghanistan and Africa. So all of our programs are online. We have an app, Fireteam Whiskey app. And you can directly one-on-one with your military fitness or law enforcement fitness trainer through our Fireski app.
And so have you found that people, you know, start with the program and then are able to, you know, surpass their goals and able to get through a physical fitness test and able to, you know, make height weight. So as you may or may not have noticed, I mean, I realize I'm a physical specimen now, but when I was – the heck are you laughing about? When I was active duty, the Army height weight was a challenge for me. I've been taped since the day I set foot in the Army. So I know the pain and suffering that a lot of those soldiers go through. Are you finding that people are having success with this and are making it through height weight and are making it through the physical fitness test?
Yeah. And you know, what's really crazy is what we get a lot of is people who are trying to get in the military. And I don't know if you know this, but 1 out of 3 of Americans of recruitable age don't even meet the fitness requirements because they're too overweight. I mean, that's like the number one thing that's keeping them from joining the military. So, and then the obesity rates within our military ranks, the people who are actually wearing uniform, have increased by 73% since 2011. So this isn't just, you know, about... I agree. Like the standards are kind of antique. You know, they really should go to like the BOD pods or the more updated way of measuring body fat, because the way they do it now is not very technical and it's actually not even, there's a human error. are involved in it. But the issue is a cultural issue with you know, just the way that Americans in general, you know, don't take care of their health and fitness.
I read an article last week as you and I were building up to this interview that talked about one general talked about how like something like 1 in 7 of our nation's youth, like I think believe you highlighted a similar statistic, is too overweight to join the United States military, and that is directly now leading to the potential for a national security crisis because we just can't find the people that can serve in the military.
Yeah, 100%. And I, you know, it's crazy because I do this every single day and I've been doing this for 5 years. I can't believe that this isn't like on every headline when you turn on the news. Like, I can't believe that nobody knows about this crisis going on. So that's why I go on show you guys is get the word out. Like, this isn't just about losing a few pounds and being overweight. This is a national security crisis. People don't understand. We do not have the healthy American young bodies to replace the older and the ones leaving the military, you know, whether it be by they're done with their careers or they're medically put out or they can't meet the standards anymore physically. We don't have enough bodies to replace people who are leaving. And we can't outsource this, you know, just like everything else we're doing in America. So what do we do? We're going to have a huge military rank because we're sick and fat as a nation to actually provide our own fit, healthy bodies to provide our own national security.
I work as a paramedic in a local Department of Veterans Affairs, ER, and I see the direct results of my peers being the Iraqi Freedom Generation, the Enduring Freedom Generation. As we're exiting the military, we are not taking care of ourselves in any way, and it's leading to – we're seeing – a rise in things like type 2 diabetes and things like that. And service members who are way too young, you know, you made fitness a career when you were in the military. Now that you've exited the military, that's no longer a thing. And now you're not taking care of yourself and it's having catastrophic consequences.
Yeah. Which is why I was so passionate about making sure that our fire team was key trained, have actually worn the uniform. Right. Because I know we know the deal. Right. We tend to take advice from people who have been there and done that. So it's not just, you know, beautiful, like Instagram, beautiful fitness trainers that, you know, that, you know, are all photoshopped and look perfect. Right. These are actually people who have been in the military, been in law enforcement, or even currently still doing it and are able to, you know, meet the health and fitness standards, experts in this area, and can show you how to make the changes in your day-to-day life. And most of it is actually, you know, inside, if you can't see me, in my brain, you know, so you have to make the mental changes in order to have the physical changes that you make with our program become permanent. Because you know what, I'm not interested in throwing a bunch of money at joining our program and the results not being permanent. We're interested in teaching you the day-to-day kind of behavior changes to make this permanent. And I'm so proud of our program because people have done our program work. They have had some weight and just because we're not interested in doing that. So we're equipping you with to make a permanent change in your life.
If you had one recommendation for a service member who is currently exiting the military as a way to maintain their physical fitness, someone's just retiring, someone hit their 4 years, they're done, they're getting ready to ETS, they're starting their job as a civilian. If you had one piece of advice for that person that's exiting the military, what would it be?
Get on something that's sustainable and realistic for your new life. Because what I think a lot of people do when they come out of the military is they have an idea of fitness. It's like, okay, every day at, you know, 5:30, you've got to go out and you got to go for a 4 mile run. And that's not sustainable for most people. As you exit the military, you've got, you know, you've got work, you've got life, you've got families, you've got stuff going on. So don't put yourself on a program that your life can't support. And that's why we create fitness programs. I mean, are as low as 5 minutes, 5 to 30 minutes. And he has 5 to 30 minutes in their day. So we're equipping you again with things that are actually realistic for a life, and choose things like that. Don't go to extremes, because you're not going to be able to sustain that long term. Choose a program, stay steady, stay consistent, and choose something that's sustainable for you long term. I can do this every day for the next 5 years. If you can say I can do this, then that's the program for you. But, you know, being unrealistic and saying, oh, I'm going to do 10 mile runs every other day, you know, you're not going to have time for that, you know, next week, next month, or when the next baby comes.
Do you talk to these service members and these veterans? Do you talk to them about nutrition?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, that's 90% of what we do, is you have to work on your what's going on in your mouth. It's just I don't care. I actually even say when people join our program, I don't care if you do one Fire Team Whiskey workout. I don't even care. Don't do our workouts, but you have to do our eating plans, and you have to do our Warrior Wellness program, because those are the things that are going to set you up for success and make the biggest impact on you, especially in the first, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. And you're going to, not only are you going to see the results, but you're going to feel the results in just your mental health, your energy levels, your sleep patterns. Everything is going to improve. So I don't care whether or not your biceps get a little bit bigger. I do care about what's going in your inside your body, because that's going to culminate and show on in every area of your life.
So you're not recommending Cherry Coke and Marlboros as a steady part of the diet?
Correct. That's the number one thing we start working on, is we get rid of all processed foods.
Don't come at me with that cigarette stuff. You burn cigars as much as I do.
Cigars are healthy. That's why I smoke them. Yeah. They're good for you. Jeez, dude. Gosh.
And actually, that's a good point, guys. So, not interested in telling you no. Like, that's not going to work. You know, that never works. If you're hiring one of our trainers, I'm not going to give you a list of you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. What we focus on is just, what can you do? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to change right now? And then work on, you know, reducing some of those things out of your life in the long term. But I'm just interested in what can you do today? So that's just a better behavioral technique, instead of me just coming in and saying, you have to, you got to give this up, you got to stop doing that. You know, it's just, you're going to find a way to get around that. You're going to find excuses as to, you know, it's that authority, and you're just always going to rebel against it.
Rebel against it. Like cutting down to a half a pack a day and drinking. Where's your water bottle, Joel?
Oh, gosh.
Feel like a nagging wife?
Hold your water.
I guess what time it is.
Do you know which button to push now? All right, Steph, so you're going to hear some stuff right now in just a second. Let it play. You're going to love this. Go ahead, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, go with that.
Today's Time to Shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. Smart. Aggressive. Compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
And like I tell people every week, yes, that was me singing, Steph. So I know you're very impressed. I have a dance move that goes with it as well, so it's pretty impressive.
Wow.
I know.
I missed that. Do it again. I want to see that.
You know what? We'll show you off air. No big deal. This is your time to shine. For the next 2 minutes, we may have skipped over a question. We may have glossed over a point. We may have talked too much about Joel smoking and his coats, whatever the case may be. This is your time to shine. We're not talking about his habits right now. This is your time. Take the next 2 minutes to talk about – we may have skipped over something. Talk about whatever you want related to Fire Team Whiskey, the obesity epidemic amongst our troops and our veterans, whatever you want for the next 2 minutes. The floor is absolutely all yours.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, this isn't about just, you know, looking good in a bathing suit or a beard. This is about a lot, you know, and I understand that it's difficult in any circumstance. You know, things happen. You maybe let go of yourself. You know, you're in a place, maybe we're not feeling that great about the way you look, the way you feel. You know, but the number one thing that's most important to remember is that if you woke up breathing today, there's still time. Now that may change, but there's still time. So that means every day that you wake up breathing gives you another chance to start today. And that's what I always say, start today. None of this BS about next month, next year, you know, maybe Saturday, maybe I'm going to start Monday. Do it now. There's something you can do right now to take that little baby step to, you know, being there when your youngest daughter gets married, or, you know, not having your limbs cut off, you know, gradually as you age and get older because you've had type 2 diabetes today.
I think we might have lost her.
I don't think we did. No, I think she's still there. I think it's just a poor connection. That's okay. You still there, Steph? Did we lose you?
It's hard to think about that stuff.
Steph, I apologize. We have a really poor connection. Gotta love Zoom. Are we on the right? Oh, okay. Yeah. So long story short, we've just got a poor connection. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to us talk to Stephanie Lincoln. She's the owner of Fire Team Whiskey. She has offered a couple of discounts and specials for our listeners. If you're interested in – whoa. Apparently she's got an attack dog. Who doesn't like the radio? there it is. Please, by all means, go to Fire Team Whiskey. Follow them on all social media platforms, on Facebook and Instagram at Fire Team Whiskey. If you'd like to get more information, and she's happy to work with you, please, by all means, reach out to Fire Team Whiskey. We'd like to really thank Stephanie Lincoln for coming on the show this afternoon.
Yes. Yes, we wanted to say bye, but
the connection was just
sucking. Connection was horrible.
We're having nothing but technical difficulties tonight.
Yeah.
I blame Swiss. Aren't you glad you're not on the board tonight? This is not your gig. All you got to do is sit there and talk. This is somebody else's problem tonight.
My dad will be like, so when are you taking back the board?
Thanks, guys.
All right. We're here for you, man.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come off of that music break, we're going to be heading into what the segment. So whatever you do, stay with us, don't go away. You're listening to Show the Highlights, all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show.
This is Christy Honeywell. I'm the president and CEO of Operation Paperback, recycled reading for our military, and you are listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show.
You're so lucky.
You're going to fade it out.
Got it.
Do you?
Right. Got
do
it.
Ya?
He's got
do
this. Ya?
Check.
Man, what'd you guys do over break? I sound amazing.
Rob, you always sound amazing.
I can hear myself. I can hear Joel, H. I can hear. What is that tool?
So this is what we had to replace.
Oh, you broke it? Let me see.
No, it's just old.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we need to upgrade this system. This is why these tools have this shaved in their face like this. You're raising money to help us with stuff like this. We need a Rolls 4-channel headphone amp.
Yep.
15 VDC. What's a VDC? I thought that was like...
I have no VD? Idea. I have no idea. This is what I do.
Venereal disease control?
This is what I do. I order it from Amazon. I get it from Amazon. I put that back in the Amazon package and then I send it back.
Do you really?
I do.
I don't know if you should be giving away your secrets on air there, H.
That's awesome, dude. So there I was, defrauding a major organization. No poop, no lie.
I don't think it's really defrauding because I think they're giving me my own shit back.
Jeff Bezos knocking on my front door. I know you're in there, H.
I think they're giving me
I know
back.
You're there. I can hear you breathing. Give me back my 15 BDC.
Like I said, I think they know because I sent them back, and they sent me back the same shit. So,
well, there you go, man.
I think I'm going to have to get a new one.
I don't even know what this tool does, but we need more of them, folks. So, yeah. These guys have got their faces shaved like a bad episode of the 300. All so that we can buy a 15 VDC. I don't even know what a 15 VDC is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the new What the segment.
Whoa. That's not the Millers.
Wrong.
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the?
What the? What the? What the hell?
Huh. I had one request this week.
So there you go.
One. Nope. I had one request.
Hey, you know what?
Denied.
She's your producer, too, so
wow.
Talk to her.
Wow. No! All I wanted was Jennifer Aniston. Is that so much to ask? Max got Jennifer Aniston.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
Do you hear her laughing out there? Yeah. She's laughing at me. She's laughing at my pain and suffering.
I don't know.
Why does Max get Jennifer Aniston?
After the stories that Holly told me today, I truly believe that she was in prison at one time because I don't even want to mess
I think
with
we it. Covered this. She was the first one to jump up and down. We were like, oh, what's the difference between prison and jail? Well, I can tell you that. Really? Why? Why is it you're so eager to get us through this segment?
John says you should drink some water, H.
Drink some water?
I don't know. Sure. Mr. Drink water.
I'm guessing that's not water in that cup. No. I know that because there's no coaster under it. If you had water, you'd probably have a coaster.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to get you something real nice.
Something real nice. That was the perfect Cousin Eddie imitation. Go ahead and get yourself something real nice, Rob. Wow, dude.
I mean, you just wait. I just got to find that perfect gift. I'm going to find it.
Go ahead and get yourself something real nice.
And I'm not talking about a bag of dicks either. I'm talking about
the Wall's personal shaver. Yeah, the Wall's personal shaver.
Oh, God.
So check this out. He's super happy. I hate him. You hate him. Rob hates him. Mr. Tom Brady, he decides this last weekend Super Bowl celebration to throw the Lombardi Trophy overboard in water. Okay, so, you know, people do stupid things. You know, I'm just glad that when I did my stupid stuff, it wasn't on the internet yet. But people do stupid things. What I think is hilarious, though, is now the sculptor's daughter, she demands an apology.
I think she's earned it. I think she's earned it. Tom Brady didn't hold back while celebrating the Buccaneers Super Bowl victory on the water on Wednesday while cruising through the parade on his new $200 million boat.
I thought it was just a $2 million boat. I could be wrong.
It's a $2 million
boat. My sources could be wrong.
This is why we don't have interns on the air with us. Brady partied with his teammates, blaming a little avocado tequila for his antics.
I talked about this on my show.
Tom Brady drinks avocado tequila.
It was just a joke because of his avocado ice cream that he eats. So he's making a joke. So there's a video of him coming off the ship and being helped walking because he had a little too much avocado tequila.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
The TB12 treatment.
No, my friends don't let me on a $2 million boat and carry me with avocado tequila. I got to get better friends.
Were you ever on a carrier, though?
Huh? A carrier?
Yeah, like an aircraft carrier.
Oh, no. Dude, I'm not in the Navy.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Jesus, man.
How do you get to where you're going, man?
We've made friends with the wrong daughter.
Exactly. Let's see here. At one point, Brady went as far as throwing the Lombardi trophy across open water to another boat. Tight end Cameron Brate was on the receiving end of the throw. Get it? Receiving end. And thankfully came down with the catch. Who wrote this? I'm going to talk
terrible this article. Author.
Yeah, it really
news.
Is. As Brady later shared on Instagram, there was at least one voice of reason on his boat attempting to talk him down before making the big throw. His daughter, Vivian, Vivian. I want to get to the part of the article where, like, the lady's mad. Crazy things people have seen in hotel rooms. That's not it. Home away from home. Prosthetic limb.
Look for
why?
Three.
What is
seven.
This? Why do we have a giant picture of a spider?
Well, we'll find out in the second season.
Long story short, some chick is irritated that Tom Brady threw something. Yeah, there's people all over the nation, man, that Tom Brady threw something, lady. Chill out.
So the daughter of the silver craftsman that forges the Lombardi trophy had a fit over it and demands a public apology by Tom Brady.
Or
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about it. Calm down, Karen. Go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
But people get really mad
about nothing. Calling into the show and telling us go off the air and blah, 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 blah.
I know, right?
Rob should be in movies. I mean, it's obnoxious, people. Lighten up, would you? God. What the hell are you laughing about? How do we get these people in here?
I don't know. Maybe our next segment is – maybe our next segment should be calling into the manager.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good idea.
The Karen segment.
Yes.
I'd like to speak with the manager. This is a great idea.
We want you to call in and complain to the show like you're talking to a manager.
So – please don't do that.
But maybe, you know, watch the language.
But yeah, the phone's going to start ringing immediately.
The phone.
What is that noise? What is your ring?
It looks like...
Is that Elsa?
It looks like somebody's trying to call on Google.
You know it's Eric.
Yeah, there we go.
You know it's probably Eric.
Yes, it's Eric.
Thanks for listening. It's the H-Train Show. Who are we talking to
what
today?
What up, H-Train?
I'm pretty sure it's Eric, bro. He already said it's Eric. Yeah, What's up, man? Eric. So you love Tom Brady, right?
No, I hate Tom Brady. But let's talk about this Lombardi trophy.
Let's.
Right? Okay.
Let's, Eric. All right.
So he's got seven of them.
True.
He went through all you have to do to go win a Lombardi trophy. There's guys out there that still haven't won one, Dan Marino. But
true.
The Lombardi trophy was created to give to someone. What they do with that said trophy is up to them. I don't think the daughter of the creator, who's co-signing to what her dad did, has any right to actually ask for an apology to anyone.
Well, I agree. I have a rebuttal real quick.
Go ahead.
Don't you think she should have came out 2 years ago when Gronk used a Lombardi trophy to hit a baseball and left a dent in it?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, 100%. I can show you the video later.
Yeah, he definitely should have came out of for that one.
Right.
Anything.
That actually damaged Zed Trophy. This one, nothing happened to it. It looked cool.
So I love that.
Yeah.
This is what people are upset about.
Yeah, he's just tucking it across the boat.
Exactly.
And it's Florida. I mean, how far down, how deep can it be?
Right? You're in a canal somewhere.
I would have loved to see him miss it and watch the guys die for it.
Do you know how many fans probably would have jumped in and tried to get that Lombardi? Oh, that would have been glorious.
I think half the team would have drowned because they're drunk.
That's accurate. And we're skipping over. So, like, if you're a hockey fan at all, and you know what they do with, you know,
the Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup. Things that people do. And they post it. Like them, like, eating cereal out of the Stanley
Cup. Drinking out of it.
Using it as a urinal.
Yep. Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup gets abused all the time. No one says anything about those silversmiths.
You don't hear Lord Stanley coming back from the grave.
They just want their 15 minutes of fame. That's all she wants.
Hey, I got a great idea. Since we still have Eric on the line, let's play a contest. I love the way this is going to work.
Uh-oh.
So the way you're going to do it, the way you're going to do it is on this computer.
Uh-huh. He has to shave into his pubic hair.
You'll find the things on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And Rob's going to come up with the question.
All right.
You're
going to
come up with the answer.
Eric Reed, who is your favorite Army recruiter?
Genevieve Hernandez.
That's a really good answer, actually. She's mine, too.
So, Swiss.
Yeah.
Swiss, what are we doing?
I don't know. What do you want me to do? You said you want me to search up something?
So what do you want to do? Top 10 music highlights? Are you going to Google that too, Eric?
Let's see. What is Eric Reed
I
really
can't,
bad at?
You didn't give me a heads up.
He doesn't know anything about that.
Exactly.
He'd
be bad at it.
Go with the third one down.
That one?
Yeah. But he can't see, can he?
He can't see this
he
right
can't
now.
See.
No, that won't really work.
So what you need to do is we need to play like different things, like the jingle for AT&T or the jingle for T-Mobile or the jingle for Sprint, and have him guess the sounds.
We can have him. Well, we can put this together and organize it and make him shave something stupid into his head or something like that. I mean, he looks like the guy from Kid and Play right
now.
I
already did the monkey tail, all right?
You did not.
I did too. If you look at those pictures I sent you wearing the H-string, the NBR shirt, I have a slight monkey tail there. I didn't
have a picture. Yeah, here we go. We're going to try this.
People are not asking the right questions. They're not asking the right questions because they kind of think they already.
Skip
the ad.
Yeah.
Go to Eric Reed's personal Facebook page. Update that.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play a clip from a movie. At least that's what it appears that we're going to do. We're going to play a clip from the movie, and you are going to guess what movie that is from.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go with that one because I know he knows that one.
Yeah, I was just trying to get to that good start.
Number 20. But... Why so serious? The Dark Knight.
Well, it tells you.
These scars.
The Dark Knight.
Got it.
We're about as organized as a monkey poop fight in this booth right now.
Oh, wow.
I'm so glad I called it.
I am so glad you did, too.
Swiss, you're fired.
Oh, my God.
All right, I just don't know when the audio is.
There it is. Play that one. All right. Play that one. All right. I want to know if he gets it.
All right. Jack finally explodes at Ennis for keeping him at arm's length. Despite all his anger, Jack offers up this tortured, poetic line when he admits that he can't get over his feelings.
Say it.
Damn you, James.
I can't stand this anymore, Jack.
Number 18.
Name the movie. Come on, Reed.
The name of the movie.
I can't
Tropical
quit you.
Thunder.
I'm the dude who's playing the dude, looking like the dude. I'm a dude disguised as a dude playing
another dude.
What kind of farmer did you say you were? All right, dude. So here's what's going to happen. Next week, we're going to put together a whole bunch of clips of movies that you couldn't possibly guess. And we're going to have you back on the show so you can get these wrong.
All right. As long as you guys don't, like, Google a list and, like, you know, go one down the list.
No.
Easy for me.
I'm going to call Amanda and be like, hey, what is Eric's least favorite movies? And that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Hey, dude, thanks for calling the show. We appreciate you listening.
Of course. You guys have a great evening.
You too. Good night, buddy.
Take care, Eric.
Isn't it nice to have regular listeners?
I like it a lot when we call him and we give him shit like that. I like that. The Swiss. Really?
What do you want? He wasn't prepared. He didn't know.
I didn't know that was going to say the line right off the bat.
He just clicked on redtube.com and just went with whatever it said. It's not his fault. How's he supposed to know what OnlyFans is?
My dear Pamela.
Pamela.
I think we gotta go on a music break. We gotta come back.
Hey, whatever you guys did over the break, the audio is awesome right now.
Before we leave, I gotta show this, okay? So my wife comes into
I don't wanna see this.
Into the garage.
Whatever
smoking.
You're gonna show me. Yeah, exactly.
And she tells me, she's like, you know, it's kinda funny that we've this video. So we're playing this video here.
I don't know, man.
This video right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. Oh. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Not a cat.
I can see that. I think if you click the up arrow next to this.
So now, how many people got on a Zoom call this week? And held the cat up to the camera.
I'd like to proceed. I'd like you to know that I'm not a cat.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Well,
hello.
Oh, we're back to...
What's happening?
We're back to Swiss's...
That wasn't me.
...videos.
That wasn't me.
Hello?
All right.
I told you if you're going to watch Pornhub,
I don't even have a cat, and I held up a cat to the camera over Zoom this year.
I'm not a cat. I'd like to proceed.
Well, I certainly know that.
I wanted to share that because I thought that video was hilarious.
That is pretty good.
It's gold.
It's
pretty gold.
So what do you think the court case was?
I don't know, but that's a hard judgment call. Parking ticket. That's a hard judgment call.
That was a divorce lawyer. That was absolutely divorce court we were just looking at.
Yeah.
And some dude paid $10,000 for his divorce, and his lawyer couldn't figure out how to turn off the kitty cat filter.
Yeah.
That was a custody fight if I've ever seen one.
Your Honor, I'd like the kids to come live with me because I'm a kitty. Do I look?
I love that.
The only way it could have been better is if every third word he tried to fit in there was meow.
Meow.
Yes.
Like,
do I lap milk from a saucer?
Do I look all nimbly, jumping from tree to tree? Dude, right that now? Is a great movie.
Oh, that's what
I haven't watched it in such a long time.
I think we need to go on a music break so that we have plenty of time for the last ugly truth.
Is Jennifer Aniston in that?
No, but hey, I tell you what, I did tell Max that we got to meet a board meeting. We might have to let him go because he just questioned the integrity of the whole station.
Okay.
We'll be back, everybody. You're listening to the Highlight Show on Private Program, the H-Train Show.
This is Bobby Henlein, Wounded Warrior Comedian. And you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
Okay, we're back. You also do the show that... highlights all the nonprofit programs out there. Beyond the VA, you listen to the H-Train Show.
What the heck is he laughing about now?
He just sounded so tired. Just like he was exhausted, yeah.
Oh, I don't know
why. He ran up and down the stairs.
I don't know why, but you're probably listening to the H-Train Show. Potentially live.
MBR, I think.
Everybody in the audience, take a sip of water.
All right, so we're going to do this.
Radio's exhausting.
Last ugly truth. Hit the ugly truth.
Come on, Ling Ling. Oh no, what's up, Ling Ling?
I don't think we should talk about the ugly truth.
I love it.
All right.
I love it.
And that is the last ugly truth segment.
Forever.
Thanks to our new program manager, director, Holly. She has created our last segment, Home Away From Home. For most of the images, these are images that people have found and hotel rooms. So, how do we want to do this? Do we just want to talk about this? Or do we want to, like...
What the hell is it? Get hand me that thing. What is this? Found an altar.
These are different pictures.
Yes, a left foot was left under a bed. What? How did the guest forget? How did he leave without it?
Maybe he had a spare.
This was in London. I called the front desk. The security was came and put it in a large garbage bag. As he did not want to leave the room with a body part. We've all been there.
Hey,
it still bothers me to this day.
And just so you know,
show the picture.
And I know a lot about this because I traveled with the team. When it comes to prosthetics like that, those things get stolen often.
Who steals a prosthetic?
They're expensive.
The guy walking down the street with three legs,
right?
Ba-dum-bum. It wasn't me, Coach. It was the one-armed man.
All right, I guess I'll read mine. A presidential pet. This one's pretty awesome, too. A goat dressed like Abraham Lincoln. There's no more story here, at least none that I know. Working as a cleaner in a hotel, went to clean a guest room, dreading it since they've been there for a stag do. Found the goat, don't know how it got there or how it was removed, but it made for a good story.
Well, how is it dressed like President Lincoln?
It looks like it has a top hat.
That doesn't mean you're dressed like President Lincoln.
About Lincoln. They have a streaming movie of Lincoln coming up, I believe, Monday on CNN.
Is he a vampire killer?
That's the true facts that people don't know of Lincoln.
Yeah, the documentary, Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln,
Vampire Killer. Is it a documentary? I don't think it's a documentary.
Neither is the one about him being a vampire killer.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
But it is a great movie.
Anyway, true. So I was just mentioning that that's streaming. I believe starting Monday.
Like today, Monday?
No, like next Monday? Monday? Yeah.
I know what I'll be doing with my day on Monday. All I'll be thinking about is, that guy looks just like a goat. That's so weird. Yeah. I'd like to be your president.
I got another one.
Four scores.
so stupid. A fire hazard. I stayed at a hotel outside of Boston. Upon entering my room, I found a giant container of lighter fluid thrown askew, all of the appliances removed from the bathroom, and the smoke detector disengaged. There was garbage everywhere. It looked like the room had been completely ransacked. And that's the poor illustration.
Like somebody was intentionally trying to set the room on fire.
Or like a little ghetto meth lab, you know?
Again, we've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to make some money, you know?
I did that when I was young. I did. Well, because we lived out in the world. I did it, so...
You lied to your recruiter.
I lived in the country. So when I lived in the country, you know, we burned our trash, right? So we're sitting here, we're burning our trash.
Who throws away meth?
Anyways.
Not Florida, man.
We had just got back from Toys R Us. And I'm thinking to myself, I just want to burn the stuff, you know? I didn't think about taking it outside. No, I'm going to burn it right there in the room. I'm probably like 8 or 9 years old, okay? I just bought a Care Bear. That tells you how young I was, all right?
That's not what it tells me.
See little H running around with a pink Care Bear with the rainbow on its tummy?
That's not what it tells me. But please continue your story because it can't get better.
So anyway, so I started a fire and this thing, it just keeps going. I'm young. I don't know what's going to do, so I go to the bathroom. I pour like toothpaste on it, pour hairspray on it. I'm pouring anything and everything on it to try to get it to stop out. It doesn't stop out, so what do? I yell to my mom and dad, hey guys, just tell you, I'm tired, I'm turning in early, so what do? I go and I fall asleep, and then I hear my mom and dad's, they're like, do you smell something burning? So they come in, they see that I like went to bed while the thing was burning. In the house, yeah.
You tell the best stories.
That's
pretty good.
That is actually on the top of my list of stories.
Somebody's got to be funny in this show.
Yeah, I agree completely. It's not going to be Pepez.
Pepez.
I agree completely. Somebody's got to keep him coming back.
I'm sorry.
And if Joel's on fire Care Bear story doesn't do it, what will? This is what our audience listens for. Max. Max Waite is listening to the show in Missouri right now and absolute stitches. Somebody peed in my pants. An environmental services team member found a glass of water by one of the slot machines. Has to be Vegas. There was a man with an eye patch who came in after he realized he had lost it and asked if we had found it. They all had the proof they need. They had all the proof they needed to give it back to him. Imagine.
What did he lose?
His glass eye. He put it in a glass of water next to the slot machine as he was pulling the one-armed bandit.
What could go wrong?
There is comments.
Oh, that one is about the cat trying to decide who the...
They're trying to decide who gets the cat in the divorce. That's awesome. All right, hang on a second. Hang on. I had a guy who said his microwave didn't work. Went up to the room. He locked a plate of food in the safe. I've been that drunk. That's I love that Holly's out there laughing. That's awesome. For my brother's wedding in small town rural Alberta.
Is that Canada?
I assume that. Do you watch Letterkenny?
I just recently started, actually.
You're going to find that as the greatest show on television.
Pitter, what is it? Pitter Patter?
Pitter Patter, let's get at her.
Yeah. I just watched the episode of The Rave. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. Oh, dude, the show only gets better.
It just keeps going up, baby.
It does. It really, my son and I are going to take a motorcycle ride to Letterkenny, Canada, just because we love the show so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I respect it.
So, for my brother's wedding in small town rural Alberta, a small town in Canada, we booked at the only motel available.
Clearly it is.
Yeah.
Is there an Alberta, Kansas?
You're kind of stuck on this Alberta thing, aren't you?
I'm sorry. Continue.
You all right, man?
Sorry,
the story doesn't specify. It doesn't really make the story. I love that he's pulling out his phone to Google it now. When we arrived, we were given a key, and there was a naked man already in bed. We've all been there. They had given us the wrong room. When they gave us the right room, it had been straightened but not cleaned. The telling clue, skid marks on the white towel. Icky. Icky. A lot icky. I was working for a luxury hotel, and we had a fairly big-name band staying with us.
Alberta, Kansas is a place.
Man, you're really stuck on that place.
Bam.
I'm getting him a t-shirt. I went to Alberta, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. There was no noise complaints. I was working in a luxury hotel with a fairly big band. There were no noise complaints, and they seemed to be perfect tenants. When they left, we went to clean up the room. Every single piece of furniture was nailed to the ceiling in roughly the same configuration that it was on the floor. I found it to be quite amusing. Management did not. What band would you guess that to be? It doesn't say in the
Guns
story.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, they suck now.
I was going to say, that's seemingly like, what's that, Motley Crue?
That seems like something Motley Crue would do.
Yeah.
Motley. See, are you a distortion? Are you a fan of Cult of Distortion? A little bit. How can you be a little bit of a fan? Take away my ball and chain.
Anyways.
You got another one for us?
Oh, I was just looking at time.
We got plenty of time. Who's going to kick us off? Come on. All right. Oh, that's right.
I love stories like this because I even hear stories like on airplane, like things that you think that are took care of, but things you don't know, like the hand washing water. A lot of people don't know, but that's regenerated,
recycled. Yeah,
that's recycled. They never clean it or anything. When you drop an altitude, the things that come,
the masks
come hanging down. So there's only clean air in there for about 9 minutes.
What does your Google search history look like?
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, it's making me nervous.
We talked about this before.
I'm scared and turned on.
You're good. I'm oddly aroused and concerned at the same time. Care Bears everywhere, just running for their lives. You should see what happened when he got the Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh no! Oh no! Don't put that there, H.
As the battery's dying.
Yeah.
Somebody's a bad Care Bear.
Oh, my God.
No, nobody has lived life until you put a Metallica tape and a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yep. Ozzy Osbourne.
And watch it.
Yep.
Dance.
You're exactly right.
Too young for that.
You don't remember Teddy Ruxpin? Clearly Holly did. She's picturing it right now. I got to find a Teddy Ruxpin. We should definitely sit down and watch the movie Ted with Holly.
Oh yes.
Great movie.
Yes.
I don't know which one's better, Ted 1 or Ted 2.
I think they're both equally good.
She's in hysterics out there. they're both out. And you can't watch them without
you could just hear Holly's like random just up pitched laugh.
You can tell where the delay is on the radio. Last Thanksgiving, my daughter and I checked into a Westin Lake Las Vegas for a weekend of relaxation. I think that's in Nevada, bud.
Oh.
As we entered our room, we found the luggage rack expanded next to the bed with a black magician box sitting on the top. And a magician's business card slipped in the slot in the front. A combination lock was locked. The box was the exact same size as a human head. I'm not reading the rest of this story. I don't want to know. What's in the box?
What's
My
in it?
Daughter thought it was some kind of contest put on by the hotel. If you can break into the box, you win what's inside. I was convinced it was a head. I tend to go towards the macabre. We tried to break in. We didn't. We called the front desk. They sent security, not housekeeping security. The guard had no idea why I left the room and promptly removed it. We never did find out what was inside. Our neighbors. We need to get a better building. So this never tells you what was in the box. What's a lame story.
What's in the box, Rob?
What's in the box?
What has rabbit ears?
In the picture, boss. Yeah, that's not the only thing that rabbits pull out of their hats. I'll tell you about it when you're older.
Yeah. I think it's time for a tribute to the troops, shall we? I think we shall.
You want me to play this
Ladies
one?
And gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it is tribute to the troops.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got me, Joe. You tell these people what these men did. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice?
Xavier Isery was born August 21st, 1995, in Pembroke, Florida. Xavier was a soldier in the Army stationed at Fort Drum, the home of the 10th Mountain Division in upstate New York. He had served two deployments, one to Afghanistan and one to Kuwait. On December 8, 2020, Xavier passed away. He is survived by his family. He was known for his healthy sense of humor and curiosity. If you or anyone you know needs help, please contact the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255, mission number 22. On behalf of MBR and everyone here at the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And as always, we thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Xavier Isere, end of watch, December the 8th, 2020.
Show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You listen to the Ace Train Show.
What do you want me to do?
All right. Once again, Swiss on keyboard is doing an outstanding job.
On keyboard? What are we, a band now?
Well, it ain't a hair band.
Yeah. That took me a second.
You got it?
The jokes are getting way
worse. You get it?
Holly just peed on herself.
Oh, goodness.
See, it fits. You want to say a swear, don't you? But you got to say goodness.
I love it so much. You started, when I first started, that's all you said, and it just rubbed off on me.
Because you know what's I'm, it's in my good. Head, I'm really swearing.
Exactly.
I'm wanting to drop F-bombs.
Goodness. Money. Money.
Oh, what an awesome show.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Awesome show. We go outside and Rob's like...
I could barely breathe. I was laughing so hard.
8 years old, Care Bears, you know. No, I don't know. He just kept reciting that.
Oh, man. Do you know how hard it is to smoke a cigar when you can't breathe?
Probably slightly.
Slightly. Slightly difficult.
And, you know, I hope people like listening to the show and they like waiting on that random thing that I might say that, you know, it's a true story, but.
No poop, no lie, there I was.
Right.
Pouring toothpaste on my Care Bear that's on fire.
Pitter patter.
Let's get at her.
I wanted to be like my dad.
What?
I'm doing.
I wanted to be like my dad.
Swiss his face. Wait, how many Care Bears does your dad have?
No, no. What I was saying.
I love that we're talking about Care Bears. When I was in middle school, my social studies teacher had a thing with Care Bears, so I would teach her pet. And I'd buy her Care Bears, dude. Trying to get that, you know, C minus to a C plus. That's you know? Right. I came across a few limited edition ones that I gave to her. It was good times.
I'm so glad.
Shout out Miss Persant if you're out there. Shout out.
I'm so glad we don't work in a soundproof booth so I can hear Holly like laughing hysterically out there. It's the best part of the show.
It really is.
Are we just going to skip over Joel's dad's Care Bears?
I'm just waiting for him to finish.
I've met the man several times.
All I was saying was, he goes out and he burns the trash, you know, because we're out in the country, and you know, I wanted to do the same thing too. You can't possibly tell me that your dad did something. You try to do the same thing that your dad did, but you did like totally wrong, and you got in trouble.
Yep.
That's never happened to you before.
Scenario I can think of, my dad, when he wasn't in prison.
These stories get better and better. Show.
He worked at a limo company, and I would go there and work under the table, help clean limos and stuff like that. One time, we got a limo back that just got done showing, I can't remember, it was a porn star. I was in seventh grade and found a bunch of adult toys, pornos, you know, whatever in the Hummer. That was cool.
Care Bears?
Two Care Bears.
Not that kind of toy?
Not that kind of toy. But just referencing what Joel said or H said was he would show me how to wash the limos properly, right? Like do a section because they're so big. And if it's hot, you don't want the soap to evaporate on the car, you know, damage paint. So he showed me, you know, like wet it down, soap, wash it off, go to the next section, rinse and repeat. I did the whole side of it, soaped it up. And then I was like, Dad, it's all the soap's gone. He's like, you're retarded. You can't do that. And then I was just good times. That's the first one that I can really remember.
My father was a contractor. And okay. I'm standing on my front porch and I'm eating a Snickers bar.
Mm-hmm.
My father walks out the front door.
You feel like Betty White now?
Walks past me. What?
Let's continue.
Pitter walks patter. Past me and he's holding, let's get at her. And he's holding like a Sawzall in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as he goes past me, he grabs my Snickers bar and takes off running. So I chase my dad, and I tripped him while he's holding a Sawzall in his hand.
Did you cut his fingers?
Cut off this finger right here.
Really? I don't know if that's true or if you just wanted
no,
to
it's 1,000%
throw me the bird really quick.
He came back from the hospital. He's like, you can come in the house if you want.
Nope. Nope. This is a trick. I know where this goes.
I'm going to get my ass beat. I'm not going anywhere near
that. I see you're not wearing your belt, sir.
You're exactly right, dude. Yeah,
I love it.
That man. True story.
I was hedging some bushes, right? My mom told me not to play around with it because it's not a toy. I was like, okay, whatever, Mom. I'm a big boy. I can do what I want. Fucking, I'm screwing. Goodness. Messing around. Go to like, be cool and like jerk it up, like slice my finger, almost cut it off. And then I ran in. She was like, I told you, huh? I was like, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Like, I want my finger, Ma.
I just want my finger back.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, I think it's that time to hit the 2-minute mark.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learn today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado. A place for all and all the game teaches.
All right. Wow. Pepez.
Yo.
Pies. What are we calling you now?
Pipes. Well, okay. Pepez.
Okay. So well, Rob's the only one giving you trouble. Okay.
Usually, yes.
Gosh, Rob.
Pepez. Someone's got to be that guy.
What did you learn today?
Watch out for the little black box. It can get you.
Okay.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Swiss, what did you learn today?
You like Care Bears.
I loved Care Bears.
Likewise.
You guys didn't have Care Bears when you guys were younger?
There is not enough time left in this radio show for us to open this box.
What's in the box?
Because we can go down this road for a while. I will get your dad on the phone. I know he's listening. I know he's listening.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
720-619-0627.
Mr.
H.
To call. Mr. A, Train, we'd like to hear from you.
He's a bad. I'm sure he was a bad.
It is a little later, Central Time.
What did you learn?
I learned that...
I hope it's not to confess things on the radio.
No, it's... No, I learned when it comes to like the sound stuff. Even Swiss said it today that we need to do like a test stream and just make sure everything's set on the mixer because there's a lot of people that come in here.
And if there's other interns that mess with it, don't mess with it.
So that's the one thing that I learned. Everybody that has been listening tonight, we really appreciate it, especially since we were running into some sound problems and the first part of the show, but I kind of like not talking about the sound problems. Kind of like working during the music break trying to fix them out because people want to hear about life and the stupid things that I come up with. They don't want to hear about technical difficulties.
Next week we have the guys from Dead Reckoning Collective on the show.
Awesome.
If you haven't already, check out their social media, check out their podcast.
Gonna be a quick synopsis. What are they about?
Dead Reckoning Collective. They are about veterans writing, journaling.
Ooh, that's cool. Definitely check them out.
Yeah. And our new segment next week, I want to know. More. We will be talking. We'll be interviewing a stripper. Show me the money.
That's a good one.
We'll be talking with that. So, hey,
will this be a
fantastic show, everybody?
Will we be doing any research on site at all? Like shotgun.
Also, don't forget to donate to the MBR store if you want Mr. H and myself, Swiss, to keep our cattails.
Our stupid haircuts.
Yes, take us home, Rob.
I'm not ever taking home.
Do I do this one?
You know what? So we want to make sure that we delete that.
Yeah.
So yeah, delete that. Or just hit delete.
Yep. I got it.
And then take us home.